fix my microphone. Sorry, guys, if you can hear a lot of movement. Why are you wearing a leather jacket?
It's not leather. It's fake leather.
It's fake leather.
Fake.
Fake.
I'm afraid to move this closer to me.
That makes a lot of noise. I mean, I'm doing a lot of noise, too. Sorry, guys. Should I have this a lot ready?
Yeah.
Ah, this works. All right. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God.
I think the sound's better now, which is good.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. I really hope this works fine. I really do.
Well, if it works unfortunate, then we'll have to use your microphone audio. It'll be weird.
It'll be super, like, low. Well, for you.
Yeah.
Because you're far. I really hope this works. Oh, well. So, welcome to the podcast.
Roll the intro.
3.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, so, well, I wasn't ready for topics, so,
I have a lot of stuff to think about.
Okay, I mean.
But, okay, first of all, in order for this microphone not to make stag noises, it has to be unplugged. The laptop has to be unplugged.
Yeah, it's gotta be, like, stupidly, like, I told you it was static. It was charging, so it had the static
running. I'm glad this laptop was charged.
Yeah, I'm really glad, too. Because, yeah, it would have been.
That's still stupid.
Yeah, it is. It is, but, I mean, at least now we know. So, yeah.
So, it was doing that. So, was your laptop wasn't plugged in, though? When you tested it.
Huh.
That makes no sense.
Let's just not jinx it. Let's just appreciate that it's working fine. All right. So what you have to say, buddy?
Oh, well, today is September 11th.
Oh, right, September 11th.
Yeah. And I have a lot of opinions about America.
Okay. So this is going to be very controversial. Guys, if you don't like this, turn away.
Well, it's just like America going overboard crazy all the time. With any little situation that disrupts their peace, their fake peace.
Okay.
For instance, the Kaepernick thing.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about that. That was actually kind of funny.
I am on both sides in a way.
Really?
So I support the veterans in general.
Yeah.
Specifically Vietnam and World War II.
Of course.
And I do support the others that actually did fight in Afghanistan and all that other crap.
Yeah, the more recent wars, yeah.
Here's my opinion on it. Like, when people say you need to respect your veterans, which I do at times, but I'm not saying the modern veterans are crap, but, like, I respect them, but, like, I give more respect to the... What are you doing?
I'm just looking. I'm just making sure it's good. Okay, no, don't worry. It's good. It's still good. Don't worry.
Like, I respect the World War II and Vietnam veterans more because they're forced to go.
Yeah, but they had no choice.
Yeah.
Obviously. And they were young. Most of them were young. So I feel
younger than us.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
Because right now, you have a choice to go.
Yeah.
Like, it was your choice to go to the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force. What else is there?
National Guard. Yeah.
Jinx Yomi Coke.
Pinch poke Yomi a Coke. That's how it goes.
Slap Yomi a huge ass liter of Coke.
Slap Yomi $200.
I mean, that's already.
Yeah, I know. Okay, anyway, so go on.
But, like, they're, like, such a pride thing. Like, you don't know the experience that we went through. I'm like, yeah, obviously we can't know the experience unless if I joined the military, which I wouldn't because I don't need to, unless if I was forced to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, it was your choice. Like, people who complain about retail that work retail is like, well, it's your choice that you went to retail to work.
I don't think that's a good.
I know, but there's other stuff like you had a choice.
I was like, that's not really
back then. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah,
people were trying because one, Vietnam was stupid, not the country but the war.
Yeah, that was
like my mom was against it very much.
I think a lot of people were, obviously.
Yeah, my mom was pretty old. But yeah, I'm just like, I get the pride crap, but like they're saying Kaepernick is disrespecting, is against the country, one, disrespecting the flag, all this crap. Well, for one, the flag is disrespected every single second and day of this goddamn world. Advertisements, you're not supposed to use the flag in advertisements. Yeah. Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July weekend, you see Macy's commercials, you see like with the flag, that's disrespecting the flag, but you don't see anyone talking about that.
Because they're earning money. That's
there's
why.
Women, I mean, not many people can complain about this, women wearing American flag bikinis.
Yeah, you're not
but
supposed to wear
it. But that's disrespecting the flag.
Right, you're not supposed to wear it or something like that.
And then you have guys or women wearing bandanas with the American flag. That's or also hats. Disrespecting the flag.
Yeah, and like all sorts of things that you can wear.
But again, no one talks about that. But this is a whole different situation where it's everyone's only caring about the flag, national anthem. And also, our founding fathers didn't say anything about having to stand during the anthem. It's a choice.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's a goddamn choice. Veterans choose to stand if you're handicapped, unfortunately. If you're handicapped from the wars. But, like, that's your choice to stand.
That's crazy. I never really thought of that. Wow.
There's no written document where the Founding Father says you had...
We were told to stand up for all those things.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because that's how society is.
Yeah, we're told to do one thing, and then a lot of people usually follow it.
Also, I have to say this about Donald Trump.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he hated Kaepernick for this.
Okay, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, Trump, which I doubt you're listening, you cared so much about this, a guy who's protesting for black rights with the police and everything, but you cared so little about white Nazis?
Because he is one. Who said that?
Okay, he said that, but I'm just saying, he was like, white people, it's whatever, it's not a bad thing. I'm like, supporting the Nazis, having the flag in this goddamn country is like, that's a huge issue. And he just did like, But with Kaepernick, he's like, fire him, which they did.
They really did, right?
Yeah he hasn't been in the NFL for 2 years.
Wow. It's been that long since he did that?
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Nike did an awesome thing.
Yeah, that was... And I showed you the videos, remember? Like, one of the videos that, like, people were burning their, like, Nike shoes and, like...
When I saw that, I was like, well, Nike doesn't care. You already paid for it. And also, instead of being selfish assholes and not caring about the support or what the guy's trying to tell you about, is give the shoes to someone else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, homeless guy does not give a shit what brand it is.
Yeah.
Say, I don't care. Well, I don't know why you would do this, but I don't care about my Gucci shoes. I don't think they would know what that is. But
I'm sure they would.
They would. Shoes, like, or socks or other brands. Yeah, like, but really you burn and pollute the world even more.
Yeah, that's funny. Wow.
Like, it's so dumb. I support for both sides. I get why the veterans are mad. And I support the other side.
But it's more like... It's more Kaepernick's side. Because he's really not in the wrong. Because like you said, it's not written.
Yeah,
like,
some people on the news are saying he's a jackass and he's like a threat to America.
Yeah, an NFL ex-player is a freaking threat to this country. Because, you know, it's not like we have an army and he's only one person. You know? So, I mean...
Well, I get both sides. I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but like I don't really care because it's like...
All right, so we can rename this podcast to something else now.
Well, it's...
Controversial. Well, the title of this... Of this one.
Well, in general, you have the right to protest.
Yeah, of course. There's a right. There's many rights.
You may not like it, but you have the right to do it. And then people are saying, like, oh, it's not the place to do it. I want to go home, turn on football, and just watch football. I'm like, they're like, he should do it during halftime. Like, there's a reason he did it during the beginning.
Yeah.
So people see and what he stands for, well, kneels for.
Pretty much, yeah.
But like, it's like saying Martin Luther King should have chose a different bridge to march across.
Yeah.
It's like telling Jackie Robinson to go to a different country to play baseball.
Or a different team.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Like, also that made history in general on all things. This is also making huge, weird history. It's like it's bothered me, but like I'm not the one burning the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not the one like saying this person's an asshole or veterans or...
We're like what's the country that was neutral in the war? Sweden? Or was that Switzerland?
I don't know.
I think it was Switzerland. Where they were neutral. We're basically neutral, you know, we don't really care. It's, you know, it's stupid just to like
see. I mean, this. I don't own many Nike products, but like
I don't know, but even if you did and you know, you saw that, you wouldn't care.
I mean,
care. You know,
there's no people in the streets saying you're a piece of shit for wearing Nike.
If they started doing that, I'd be like I would wear Nike everywhere. I'd just be wearing Nike everything, man. I only own like the black Nike.
Didn't they? I remember like some people hated how Nike started making those. Sorry to Muslims. I don't know the hijabs? Yeah, that. I don't know the name. I didn't know the name of them.
Yeah, they started doing that on purpose, which
like,
is
they were,
awesome.
Like, pissed off about that. I'm like...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm like, well, one, it's religion and culture in general, and yeah. I'm pretty sure it's hard... I've never worn one, because I'm not Muslim, but, like, I'm pretty sure it's hard to work out in those.
Well, yeah, so that's why they made one, because, you know, it kind of sustains the sweat from going everywhere and going all over their hijab.
And more money.
I'm sure they didn't really think of it that way. Well, companies do that, but it was more of like a controversial thing. I mean, like at the same time, like they needed one, you know?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair. Instead of making like all these other things for like people who don't need that.
Yeah.
I think that was a good thing. I think that was really cool.
And like other people saying, I've been buying Nike for 35 years, and now I'm never gonna. Like
that makes me laugh
like,
so much.
Nike. There's other shoe brands. I'm like, no shit, there are. I mean, I have a lot
sorry.
Of...
I'm just lowering your volume a little bit. Just so it's... Because, like, you're kind of peaking. Sorry. Go ahead. No, don't worry. You're good. You're good. I just don't want you to be super loud to people's ears.
You know I can edit the audio.
I know you can, but I'm just making sure.
But, like, it's like... I wear a lot of Reebok because Planet Fitness gives us 20% off.
Well, yeah, because you're a Planet Fitness Black Card holder, so,
yeah, so
which
I'm
is
like,
good.
I'm gonna take advantage of that. No, nothing against.
Dude, imagine if it was Nike.
I would have so much Nike. Products.
I know. I would actually get the Black Card just for that. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Well, like I'm nothing against Puma, Adidas, Converse, other brands. It's just like we have a discount. You might as well use it.
Yeah. There's no doubt. Just use it. Just do it. Sorry.
My other point, which has to do with 9/11 and World War II. One, 9/11, tragic, obviously.
Yeah.
You were 4, I was 3 or something like that.
I actually remember being in class, my grade school. I was like, because there was like a little TV in the corner. Have you ever had a class like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of classes that have.
Yeah, like the old little TV in the corner. I remember they actually turned it on and we watched it. It was kind of interesting because, you know, we were children and we kind of didn't... I didn't know what the heck was going on. But they turned it on when we went, like, on recess. But it was, like, dark and gloomy outside, so we didn't go outside. So we kind of... They watched it, like, the teachers. They, like, all gathered in one class. And then we all, like... We were just kind of doing our thing. So I'm guessing some people just didn't realize what the heck was going on. So, yeah.
What's the battery like? I'm checking the battery because like this thing stacks like crazy.
Yeah.
So
it is dying way faster than I thought. Holy crap. Okay. I mean, you should have enough battery for this entire hour. So I mean.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah. Okay. So anyways. The reason I talk. Oh, well, it is 9/11 today.
It is. Yeah.
But so about 3,000 people die. Tragic.
Yeah. Very.
Pearl Harbor was like 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
But. For some reason, America likes to go all out in killing hundreds to millions right after at the enemy.
Yeah, it's...
Like, after 9/11 happened, we go ape shit crazy, and then we kill hundreds of thousands. A lot of them were enemies, but more majority were innocent people.
Oh, like when we send our troops over?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean now. Yeah.
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 Like, for another, like, so...
Another year.
One that pisses me off even more is the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up, but I mean...
Okay, let me explain this in general. The history books that we have, or like what the teachers talk about, they just say Japan bombed... it was military versus military, may I add. It was not military killing civilians.
Yeah.
I'm not saying military people aren't civilians, but they're in the military, so they are considered military people.
Yeah.
So, but it was military versus military. And 1500, sad, bad, and everything. And we went back and just did these. Well, what I think it was whoever the president was wanted to show, like our power, I guess. There was like something about that. They just wanted to show, like, what we can do.
It was
do.
George, right? George.
No. He was not.
President. Oh, no, no. Oh, what am I? I was still on September 11th. That's why. I don't know why. I don't know who it was. I think it was Reagan?
No.
It wasn't that far. No, it was way, way earlier than that. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But.
I don't know history. Sorry, guys.
So, like, pretty much we were told, like, Pearl Harbor happened. We were all American crazy saying, kill the Japs. That's how they said, the Japs. What?
No, I'm just checking the time. Okay, never mind. I was confused. Sorry, guys.
So, pretty much, like, so I went to Japan for exchange student thing for two weeks.
Yeah.
And I went to Hiroshima, and I saw the last building. You can't go in there because there's still radiation. And I went to the museum and everything. Obviously, there's two sides. If you went to the museum for Pearl Harbor, it says, okay, they're the asshole bad guys, and they deserve it. And then, like, you go to Japan, and it's the opposite. But we did significant
damage, like
1500 against about 200,000 innocent lives.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Also, that's what they said. We just killed a lot of people, but it was like not military versus military. We didn't hit any bases, like in Japan. There's like island. There are islands I think we hit that were.
But we hit military. Cities more. Like,
yeah,
we hit one big city, like
two
big cities,
and like the images. I like to know who's the photographer, like who takes pictures of this. Like, it's amazing to me.
Well, I mean, they do it because it's their job, obviously.
Yeah,
but at the same time, what do you mean by amazing? Like,
the
photography skills, or like how they got there?
Yeah, like some of these images, they probably have radiation like crap all over them. But like,
yeah, probably.
But the images I saw, it looked like CGI. There was a picture of a little boy with his like imagine you see your arm. And it's just, like, melting, like, wax from the radiation.
Right.
Like, it's melting off.
Like, the skin and all that. Yeah.
They don't say that in the history books here. We just say we won.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
And but. Also, imagine there's, like, this old dude with a cane on the stairs enjoying life, innocent, not part of the war, but he is Japanese, so they're in the war, but whatever, innocent. And then the bomb goes through, and... you just disappear from this world like that. And right. It's so weird. I saw the actual one. It just like cast a shadow into the ground of the last moment of this person. Like the blast made like a shadow.
You can see like it's like ash basically.
Ash kinda. Shadow.
Yeah, ash shadow. Yeah, no.
Like it's haunting because like that was the last moment of this dude's
of this person's life. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I forgot what other images
we,
I saw.
We always go overboard. Like,
yeah. That's why we owe so much crap because of these wars.
I mean, it does make us seem like, well, we're assholes in general, but I guess it's the way, like, it's to show we're the most dominant, we have more power and everything. Well, Russia is debatable, but it's just so dumb. Like, let's say, like, this country kills 100 innocent Americans, and then we would probably kill a million of their innocent people.
Yeah. Anyways, what's the next topic? Because this is depressing.
I just want to talk about real world stuff. Like,
no, I know. But that was real world stuff from like ages ago. And also people probably, if they are going to listen to it. Are you going to upload this tonight?
Hopefully. The audio.
Yeah,
I'm going to upload the last week's video podcast.
Onto YouTube, hopefully. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you want to hear this podcast a lot sooner, download Anchor or Spotify and search up Sir and Me Podcast.
And I'm going to, if I remember, link the other podcast platforms that are available.
Yeah, it's Break and something else.
iTunes is still not available.
Yeah, iTunes.
Google Podcasts. I remember one of them was.
Oh, yeah. Google Podcasts works?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
I never tried it.
Yeah, no.
But it's like, it works.
That's cool. That's cool.
But that's just like my own opinion because like, if my dad was a year older, I probably wouldn't be alive.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Because, like, no offense, but your parents are a little bit older than mine. By, like, 10, 5 years, something like that.
They were born in the 50s.
Yeah, my parents were born like 60s and 70. 60s, more 60s.
I mean, they look...
Late 60s at least. Yeah.
Like, my mom was against Vietnam in general. My uncle... Also, here's a smart... Especially if people are drafted. My recommendation, join the Navy or National Guard.
That's yeah, because like you the least... Least dangerous, you can say, kind of.
If you don't include Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
But, like, my uncle... Because, like, my mom was against it, obviously, but she's just a sister. She right. can't really do anything, and also it was the law at that time. So my uncle had a choice, and he went to Navy, which was smart, because, obviously, he's alive today.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And, yeah, my dad, he would be in Vietnam if he was old enough.
Right.
And... It would be if it's a miracle if you did survive that.
Yeah, because, yeah, we keep going back to that, but yeah, a lot of people did pass because of that.
Yeah.
On both sides, more or less on the other side, way more on the other side. Yeah.
Our side, really.
Yeah.
It was pointless war too.
It was. What was it about?
A lot of people, a lot of America was saying why it's a waste of money and everything. Like we don't need to, which was true.
Yeah.
That's why I feel bad for Vietnam veterans even more.
Right.
Like, I know a few, because, like, I'm in the Boy Scouts, we help a lot of veterans and stuff. Like, I've cleaned the graves of past veterans that have unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
I've helped, like, box food for people in Afghanistan and everything.
Right.
So, like, again, I don't hate veterans. I help them a lot. Like, it's just those situations that I disagree with.
No, I get you. But I just really don't know what to say. I don't know my input. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you would have an input, really.
Yeah, because I really... All I know is that all of that happened in the past, and, like, I can't really change it as one person.
I'm not going to say his name and everything, because, like, I know a lot that's happening about him, because, like, this is, like, my cousin. He's in the Army.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's, like, a whole situation with him, because, like...
Basically, he had no other choice. Well, kind of?
Again, I'm not going to say who, but he had problems. His life was... He felt was pointless. There was, like, nothing was happening, really, in his life. Like, he had no reason to do anything. And he attempted to take his life away. Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And obviously he's alive today. Yeah. Again, I gotta say his name.
Better. You know, that's a better thing.
But, I felt that too, because, like, I mean, he's a cool dude. He's awesome.
What do you mean you felt that?
Like, I felt there was something wrong with him. Not, like, mentally wrong, but I feel like something's up. Like
something. You knew something was up with him, yeah. Like, on how he's acting. Yeah, I get
and
you.
And I'm thankful he went to the Army, because, like, it's kind of a distraction.
Yeah.
But still, he can still...
He can still... Something can happen, yeah.
Yeah. But I hope he does well. If some reason you are listening, cousin.
That'd be interesting. That'd be really cool.
Like, I hope you're doing well. I hope everything's doing fine. Like, I hope the Army's treating you well. I think he signed up for 8 years.
That's yeah, when he comes back, he's gonna, like... It's gonna be kind of, like, you know... He most likely will come back.
I mean, I support and don't support, but I support more because it's helping him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, I mean, when he comes back, it'll feel like kind of like a new era for him, because, you know, everything's going to be new to him because it's been 8 years, you know?
Oh, he's not just gangsta. He's coming back for the holidays.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's not going to be like, okay, now I don't have to worry about the Army because he's done with it, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not going to say the other situations about his family because, like, that's, like, private.
Yeah, that's private.
Don't worry about that. Those stuff is the whole situation, like...
Plus, you don't want to really say all that stuff, especially if, like, eventually, like, what if in the future you get known and then, like, somehow your family, I don't know.
I mean, I never said his name. They don't, because no one knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I know of him, but I actually forgot his name, which is a good thing, so just keep it that way.
I mean, if you do say it, I'll just bleep it out.
Yeah, I know. I really forgot anyways, but yeah.
But, yeah, like, if my other family members are listening, they'll probably be like, Sean, you shouldn't have ever said that. I'm like... Well, one, I never said his name, and no one know. I have a lot of cousins, by the way. So, there's that.
Yeah, so yeah.
Well, like, I hope he's doing well.
That's good, that's good.
So, yeah. I think he's the only Army
military family member?
Well, except my uncle, who was in the Navy during...
Well, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, there might be someone else.
More newest, you mean? More newest military family?
Yeah, I really don't know anyone else who's in the military.
Yeah, I only have one cousin that was in the military.
I know our friend Little Mike. All his life, he wants... Like, he was, like, wanting to go for the Army.
Who?
Little Mike.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, but I think... Like,
I feel like I think he no
he
offense
looks, he looks the time to go to the military.
Kind of, but like I think he's a little too short though because they're no I know it sounds messed up but like
imagine I get like somehow he's listening he's like you fucking asshole.
No, but I think they actually need standards. Though. No, they actually have like height limits, like to do things like that.
So are you and Elliot too tall?
Elliot
maybe.
Probably to do certain things. Like we could probably enter, but we probably won't be able to, like, drive something or, like, get into something, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I mean. I feel like – so if we're ever drafted, he'll be the only one here because he's a little short. So, I mean, no offense, buddy, but
– I would choose National Guard. If I couldn't choose National Guard, I would choose Navy. If I couldn't choose Navy for some stupid reason, Air Force.
Really?
I mean, that's on the Navy naval ships.
Yeah. But you're going to be up in the air?
No, you're not guaranteed in the air. You can just work on the airplane.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Airplanes, jets.
Yeah, fixing them and all that.
The jets or, like, maintenance and...
Yeah, that's what I mean, fixing
on
them.
On the carrier. I've always wanted to go on a carrier.
Yeah, I know. It looks so nice.
Because, like, one, movies don't show how big those things are. One, a plane and or jet is humongous in general.
And if it could fit
and
on...
They have
like, six of them, like, 10 of them.
12, 16.
Yeah,
it's,
like yeah.
It's like a city. I want to see one of those.
It's a floating city.
So I think you use nuclear power, so it lasts for like 8 years. They can keep going on for a long time.
Nuclear
obviously, they need food. Yeah, they use nuclear power.
Wow.
I mean, it helps a lot because like you don't need to go fill up every like 10 minutes. Because that's a massive. Well, it's a massive width of a ship. Like there's tall ships and wide ships, but like. I don't know what's the biggest ship ever at all. Like, in general.
Titanic?
Oh, that kind of sinked.
The biggest. I mean, you said the biggest, I mean.
Well, it's not the biggest. There's other ones that are bigger than that.
But biggest cruise ship.
I think the carrier might take it, but there might be something bigger than that, I feel like.
I feel like the second biggest now is, like, cargo ships. Because they, you know.
Oh, yeah, this, yeah, those things. It's amazing how they hold all that weight.
What was that sound?
That was the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Bro, you're so paranoid today.
No, I thought it was the iPad. I was like, I don't want nothing to mess up. Because we have this happening right now, so I don't want anything to happen. Anyway, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear this, like, Australian billionaire that's making the Titanic 2?
Yeah, you told me that.
Like, let's 40 talk about times. That.
Okay, here we go. God damn it. Why'd I bring up the Titanic?
Well, obviously, it's more improved and everything, but it's not gonna be like a fully modern, like it's trying to keep it to like as accurate, like there's not gonna be television and stuff, but obviously there's gonna be modern like GPS navigation and all the mechanics and stuff.
Yeah,
because like I mean we don't really use coal anymore for ships.
Yeah, so
that's gonna be interesting.
Like nuclear power? No, I'm kidding.
But I think that'd be awesome, like especially when I get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hopefully before 2019. If not after 2019, that'll be.
Wait, oh, it's gonna happen in 2019.
Is or that 2020? When... But like.
Yeah, because I feel like it's so soon.
I love how billionaires are like.
I feel like that's so soon, and we.
They're like, I love how billionaires have so much money. We're like, I'm gonna make another Titanic.
Also, I mean, I haven't seen this on the news or anything, so I mean, like. Who knows when it'll be done or if it's even still being constructed.
So. Yeah, but that's still insane. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people in the front of the ship doing the Titanic movie post.
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying. Like, I feel like it's going to be expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Very expensive.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like if and when we go on, I feel like it's like, oh, let's do a picture. It's like, oh, this is already.
There's like a line.
Like 1,000 people in front. I would get her a drone. Oh, yeah, we're getting a drone. Stay tuned. Spring. We'd have a drone doing the shot. Like it'll take turns, like me and my girlfriend, you and your girlfriend. Because I'm not going if and when this happens with the Titanic, I'm not going on it until I get a girlfriend. Because like I'd be a third wheel with you and your girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
I'll be like, I'll take the drone shot of you guys romantically in the I feel like I would bring one of those, like, you press the button and a lifeboat pops out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bring one of those because you never know. History repeats itself.
It does. Especially nowadays with people in the office.
You know, I know. So most presidents, like 80% of them, are left-handed. But Trump is like is actually right-handed.
I love how we're talking about this because we discussed this the other day.
Did we?
Yeah. I think I was the one that told you about that. Like, we saw it on something. Or you saw it on something.
It wasn't the other day. This is like
a while ago. It was like a week ago.
Another news. Apple's event is tomorrow.
All right, so yeah, now none of that. What are we going to call this podcast right now? Because it's going to be super like controversial in the first 30 minutes. And he's answering the phone.
Hello. I'm doing the podcast.
You want to put it on speaker?
Okay.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? The name's Michael.
I'll talk to you later.
Fucking.
I don't know.
Hurry up.
Well, I still want dinner.
What are we going to call this? Sorry, guys. You know, this is totally the professional.
8 or 9.
It's not like, you know. You should mute your mic when this happens. Like, editing version. So yeah.
We'll probably
call this something like controversies and.
It's not controversial though. It's like, I mean, there's other.
Yeah.
Like, that's our opinions on like why we did. Well, not we didn't do this stuff, but like why the things happened.
Well, what
like,
the heck would we call this?
Not really. It's not like 9/11. Is it? Was there actual plane going like that's
yeah, that's controversy. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that
a little fact about that, there was actually reports that people heard like a loud like boom in like feeling onto the building,
yeah,
from the bomb floor. So I think what the terrorists did, they actually did do a bomb in the basement, because they did this before, a few years before. They actually bombed underneath the one of the World Trade Centers, but obviously it failed. But I think they did that again, so it weakens the structure even more. Because there was like a whole thing about that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that though. So, anyways, yeah, because I'm sure if people are listening to this and like if something happened in their family about that,
obviously condolences to everything. Yeah, like obviously I respect again veterans and the people who suffered through tragedies. So, yeah,
we don't mean it like. Keep talking this up because, you know, I mean, it's not that it's not important. It's good that we still talk about it nowadays.
Okay, one more quick thing.
Okay, go ahead. Interrupt me.
The Pentagon.
Oh, fuck. What about it?
How is there only one camera shot in the most secured building in America?
What do you mean?
When they show footage of, like, the plane going into the Pentagon, there's only one camera shot of it.
I actually never seen it.
I've seen it, and I look for other. I was like curious because, like, oh, there must be different angles because it's the fucking Pentagon.
It was probably the best view. I don't know.
Think so.
I don't know.
All right, Apple event.
Okay, the first 30 minutes. We should probably advise that.
It's whatever.
Yeah, who cares? Anyways, go on. I know Sean is very excited about this, especially because he's
This is the phone I'm buying.
What's the word? There's a word that says like. It's like you're very into something where you're like, oh, I like this is me and I really like enjoy this thing.
Not how much it's going to cost me, but I'm not going to enjoy that. But right now.
Shut up. Sorry, my phone.
right now. So I bought a phone for the first time in March, I think I got it.
I don't remember.
But before, one, I had never had a phone throughout elementary, middle school, high school, and 2 years of college.
Yeah.
Which most people are like, are you fucking crazy? But I had an iPod Touch, and I had the Xfinity Wi-Fi, so that was, like, killer. Especially because, like, somewhere else I'd have Xfinity Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Yeah, so that helped a lot, and also I saved a lot of money.
Yeah, you did. Over the years.
Yeah, also, I never bought an expensive-ass phone. I never paid for service. So I saved a lot of money.
Even though you don't have money now. Sorry.
What is that about?
I don't know.
You're the one to talk about.
I know. I'm in debt. Anyways, so yeah.
Yeah, so I got a iPhone 7 Plus.
I feel like we should... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say, I feel like we should have done the podcast tomorrow, but...
Why?
So we could talk about it for reals and then kind of like have it... No. But anyways, I forget you work, obviously, but...
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
The 7 Plus, 32 gigabytes. And the one thing I heard about for the... Well, Apple rumors. Like, there's always rumors.
Yeah, the names and all that. Whatever.
But pretty much, what people saying, that it's going to be the 7 or 8 Plus size of the phone, but you get rid of all the bezels except for the notch and the home button, and that's going to be all screen. Or it might be slightly bigger.
Yeah, but I heard about that, too.
Yeah, because I feel, again, like, I know the screen supposedly is bigger on the iPhone 10 right now, but, like, it seems like it's a little bit wider this way in general.
Vertically? No, horizontally, sorry.
Like, yeah, because, like, it is all screen, but, like, when you look at it, it's, like, this has, like, more of, like, a wider screen this way.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm excited to see it on, let's see. It
comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the timing.
Six?
No, it's not six anymore. It's
six at night starts.
No, it's usually earlier than that.
That's what I saw. Search it up real quick while I talk to my fellow podcasters, listeners.
So I have it on my calendar, so I know exactly.
Oh, okay. Mr. Wise Guy.
1 to 3 o'clock.
1 to 3 o'clock? Okay. So that's when the Apple event starts.
So pretty much when I leave for work. Okay, I'll be able to watch the whole thing. I remember what I watched. I don't know, you were in the class. So I was in philosophy class in high school. This was like... Freshman.
No, it's like sophomore? 5 years ago, four
freshman
years ago.
Sophomore.
Five, 4 years ago.
2015 when I got the iPad.
So you got your iPad in junior.
Sophomore or junior?
Yeah, you got your iPad in junior year. I remember that.
Yeah. So I watched the event. I was like, it has four speakers.
Oh yeah, for the iPad, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh. And everyone's saying like, you're not gonna buy that, and I'm like, I've been waiting for the iPad.
The iPad.
Like the one that's like, okay.
The one that's recording for YouTube, guys. So by the way, YouTube, Friends with Entertainment.
Yeah, that thing's starting to get slow using my editing app, this $1,000 iPad.
Wow.
Yeah, when I got it, everyone was like, whoa, this guy's got money. I'm like, no, this is just like a year I've been saving.
It's like, nah, this is just my money. All my life savings. My hard-earned cash.
I'm not excited for iOS 12. Like, it's like little things.
The only thing I'm actually really excited for is FaceTime group chat.
Yeah, but I don't really FaceTime with more than one person. So yeah. I don't find I'm going to use it a lot. Also with 32 people.
I know. When I heard that, I feel like that was just like, really? Come on. Like, what are you going to have, like, students of classes? Like, all right, guys, don't forget to get everybody's phone number so you can FaceTime them tonight, okay, to do the homework.
Well, if you're talking, you turn bigger, and then if you're not talking, you disappear.
Yeah, like, yeah, it goes, like, woo, smaller, upper, bigger, whatever.
But I feel like I'm never going to use it. I mean, I might use it because it'll be like, ooh, this is cool. Like, just to try it. But, like, there's not much really interesting to me for iOS 12.
Yeah, there's really not.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they're like, we can't think of anything.
We might as well just ask them, what do they want?
Headphone jack.
Headphone jack. Yeah, I know. If they can honestly bring that back, I would really love that.
It is 100-plus old technology, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it's not bad, you know? A lot of people complained about it when it was taken off.
Yeah, but now Pixels... every phone company except for Samsung has taken off.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm sure certain other ones haven't, but, like, a lot of them are doing that now.
But I really see no point, because, like...
I mean, Beats Solo 3 battery life is, like, 42 hours.
Yeah, I can complain, because I got a pair. And they're nice.
Like, that I've been meaning to get one, because, like...
You can add that to your list during the holidays.
Oh, God.
So, wait. Oh, yeah. Wait, no, you should get that Black Friday, because it's, like, $100... No, like, $50, $100 cheaper.
I'm, like... Because he has a Product Red leather case, but it's not as cool as my Product Red Mophie case.
Yeah, mine's super dirty.
It gives it your own. You know what I mean?
Clearly, it's my own because it's filthy.
I mean, that's what leather does in general.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it gives a character. Like, this is mine.
Yeah.
But I have a Product Red Mophie case that's a battery case. Did I run out of
battery?
Yeah, there we go. If you can see it in the camera. But, it's funny, I don't even use it that much, like, because, you know, the greatest thing, though, about that is, like, if I leave the house with 40%, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
That's the greatest feeling. But, like, so the only rumors, really, are the colors. I really am, like...
Wait, what do you mean colors? Like, the back of it?
Yeah, the phone. Gold's gonna be, like, beautiful, I think.
I heard about that, yeah. I only heard about gold, though. Like, I heard gold is actually gonna look gold.
I think red would look awesome.
Like a ruby red?
Yeah.
Because is it going to still be glass on the back?
Or sapphire blue.
Wait, is it going to... Yo, that would be nice. Imagine emeralds? Like emerald green? Like, imagine if they went with gemstones?
I don't think they would do green.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what if they did, like...
They fail with the iPhone 5C.
But I'm just saying, like, what if they did, like, kind of, like, shiny colors? Like, you know how, like, the glass
or like,
the back of it is going to be
glass?
You
know how, like, the GTR, like, the red one has, like, gold flakes inside slightly? You see, like, these little... It's
like the little glistening? Yeah. It's glistening. Yeah,
it looks like... Imagine that, like, sapphire blue, ruby red.
That'd be dope.
That'd be, like... Oh, it'd be such a debate. I'd be, like, because... I wanted to go with the theme of red, but, like, blue. I love blue.
Yeah, that's your favorite color, man. You can't say no to your favorite color, you know?
I can.
Okay. That was easy. I mean, my favorite color is red.
It's my right.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah. Like, I can't wait for the colors. I think I'm not going to... Because I always choose a black phone in general. Like, or device in general.
Yeah.
Like, I have a black iPad, black iPod. And
you mean it's space gray, isn't it? Oh, yeah, like the bezels. The bezels.
They're just doing specialized names.
No, but I'm talking about the bezels. Shut up.
It's like... Moon black. I'm like,
moon
who the
black.
Fuck comes up with the shit? Like,
okay, space gray. Okay, like, that's understandable, but...
I remember Google made fun of them. It's like, we got basically black and moderately white. But, yeah, I chose the silver because I like silver a lot. I wear a stainless... It's not... Well, it's a color silver, but like a stainless steel watch and stainless steel ring has that silver look. So I chose silver iPhone. It was... Really, like, my second white device. But because there's going to be no bezels, it doesn't matter anymore. Because the iPhone X, it's any color's black bezel. Well,
yeah.
Tiny bezel, basically. So it doesn't matter what... It just depends on the color in the back of the phone you're getting. Even though you're going to cover it with a case.
I really hope that they really should do different colors. Like, I know that, like, the 5C didn't do well, but that was plastic. Like, I feel like with the glass look that the iPhone X had, that would look really nice. Especially if it... Because it'll look like a gem. You know what I mean? I feel like that would look good. They should really do different colors.
Apple, I doubt you're going to do it, but sapphire blue would be beautiful. I would buy it. I mean, I'm still buying it. You're still getting my... I feel like they're going to say it's $1,500. The red hydrogen phone costs that much, but it's because there's titanium.
I feel like it might start with $1,200. That's my guess. That's my guess. Let's make predictions about that. So you say $1,500, right?
The cheapest iPhone X or X, if you're that person, even though 10X is the Roman numerals for 10.
Yeah.
So a regular iPhone X, lowest gigabyte storage and everything is 1,000 plus tax, so that's roughly like...
Yeah, exactly. Lowest. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what's your lowest amount?
For me, like so. If I got Apple Care too, it's like $1,350. So, but in general, it's $1,150 roughly. So, if it's gonna be a bigger screen, I say $1,250 to $1,300.
To $1,300.
Yeah.
Like that's the starting one.
No, at max.
Oh, at max?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Because the maximum storage for the regular 10 is 1150.
Oh, okay, I see.
So I would say...
So...
If they're being like, oh, more a bigger screen makes it $100 more, which is bullshit.
So I'm going to say starting price as lowest, like with nothing on it. Like 16 gigs being the lowest, right?
They don't do 16 anymore.
What's the lowest? 32 now?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't go back to 3 years ago.
Because this is 16 gigs.
Yeah, yours is the last device.
Freaking iPhone 6S Plus. Fuck you.
Yeah, because the lowest for this you can get is 32.
Hmm. I got ripped off.
No, it just finally got with the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, shut up.
I remember the because I watch every event every September or like some the spring events.
Yeah.
So they're like joking, like, all right, the storage option, 16 gigabytes. Everyone's like, oh, I'm like, we're kidding. And they like had the slideshow make it disappear, and they're like, now it's 32. Everyone's like, finally!
Yeah, I'll 16 be like, more gigs! I'm like,
fucking finally, you assholes! No, hey, Apple.
I mean, no, hey, look, we're using both two laptops from Macintosh. We got two freaking iPhones, like.
An iPad recording it, and an Apple Pencil with it.
Look at that. Can't complain. Yeah. Anyways,
most expensive pencil I ever bought.
Literally. But yeah.
I lost the cap to it.
So, anyway, my prediction for it being the base, well, actually, you said highest.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's different sizes though. I'm gonna get the biggest one.
Yeah. So what
was gonna be? Rumor has it there's gonna be three sizes, because people prefer a smaller phone.
Yeah.
So they prefer the SE, which is basically your phone in a 5S shell.
Wait, what?
Wait, does yours do 4K?
No.
Oh. Oh, it's an iPhone 6S in a 5S body. My sister has the SE.
Okay, because I got a 6S Plus. Because
mine does 4K, which I've never filmed in 4K, because I'm like, why the fuck would I do that with 32 gigabytes?
Yeah, it's not enough.
Also, I'm getting... also, they have a larger storage than 256. They might have a 512. That'd be sick.
I don't think so. I don't think they'll do that.
If they have
but that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what was the highest for this phone?
256.
256? Okay. They might do it. I mean, if they didn't do it with iPhone 10, do you think they would do it with iPhone 10?
That would be insane, though. I feel like everyone's like, imagine I'm like, hey, you didn't download this app, Sean? I'm like, I ran out of space. I'm like, bro, how is that fucking possible? So I feel like music takes up 8 gigs for me because I have a lot of fucking music.
Yeah, you buy every single one of them.
Yeah. And actually, right now, music takes up more space than photos on my phone.
Nice.
Because I like to save up space on photos. But photos on my iPad is like 34 gigs. But I feel like when I get the iPhone, whatever they call it, like when we find out tomorrow, I feel like it's going to be like 128 gigs of photos.
So can I make my prediction now?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for...
Also,
I was legit about to smack your stomach. Anyway, so you said the highest was how much again? 1,300? Or you said 1,250 to 1,300, right?
Yeah.
So
their highest is 1,150 right now.
So I want to say their highest is going to be 1,400.
That's too expensive. They know no one's going to. I mean, well, everyone thought that you wouldn't buy an $1,100 freaking phone. I mean, again, I go back because if no one knows who what Red is, it's the cameras they make for the movies like Transformers, The Hobbit, other great films, and they're coming out with a phone. They're prototypes, and the most expensive one I think is $1,400. That's one because we don't know what it is, because it's gonna be if it doesn't have a great camera.
That's what I'm saying. So like $1,400 for that phone for being high, but then like you're speculating, you said 512 gigs. I feel like they might do it. I feel because especially because it's a bigger phone, so it's gonna have more space in it.
It depends on the material. Unless they do like with Apple watches, like you know how they have the gold edition or the ceramic ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That costs like a fuck ton of money.
Right.
I remember it was like $23,000.
Really?
Yeah. That was well, it's because of the material.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Also, people like say Apple watch bands are too expensive, which. For most people this day and age, because of minimum wage and everything, it is expensive. But, like, if you buy a knockoff, it doesn't last as long as the Apple product one.
Yeah.
Like, there's actually, you get what you pay for. You pay what you get.
Yeah.
Like, if you buy a $10 Apple Watch strap, it'll probably last you 2 months.
Right.
If you get an Apple one, it'll probably last you quite a while. Because it is actually quality. It's just like expensive.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a third party controller from for like a third party PlayStation 4 controller. I've never seen one.
I've seen a couple of them.
Oh yeah, like, HoriPad makes a few.
HoriPad.
It was at Anime Boston. I was like, what the fuck is this thing?
What was that weird one? Wildcats controllers. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, wasn't something dog? Something dog controller.
It had to do with some animal. I don't know. It was
either one. Like, I remember I was at Anime Boston and it was the game room, which I wish you went because it was insane.
Yeah, and when you showed me the video, I was like, oh.
So I went to one of the tables where I had PlayStation games, and I picked up the controller. I was like, because I have a PlayStation controller at home, and
just a controller.
Well, I use my sister's PlayStation.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
So I picked it up. I was like, felt super light. I was like, what the hell is this? And I looked at it. I'm like, it was like a no offense to HoriPad, but like it was like a very glossy, red, cheap looking.
Yeah.
Like, and it felt weird.
Right.
But, like, that was the first time I ever saw a third-party, like, PlayStation 4 controller. They had a lot PS4 Pros. I was like, I never seen one in person in general.
Yeah.
And they had the PlayStation VR thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't try it.
I'm really thinking about buying one for the holidays. So, oh, man.
There's too many things, like...
Because it comes... But then I have to buy the camera.
But.
Go ahead. It's not like you interrupt me all the time. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thankfully, hopefully, not jinxing myself, I will be getting full time at my work.
Yeah.
And that's guaranteed 36 hours or more. So that's a higher paycheck than what any of us make right now.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to afford more stuff. Show. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, within the next year, right?
Well, in pretty much at the end of 2018. So. Well, yes, next year. I still have the mindset, because school years fucks our minds up, because, like, the beginning of the year is fall.
I don't really think about that.
I still think of it that way. I haven't adapted to, like, okay.
Really, it's been 2 years, bro.
I go to college.
Do you go now?
Not anymore.
You'll say, okay. It's been, what, a year for you?
Half a year.
It's good. No, it's been a year, hasn't it?
No, I didn't go to spring.
I don't like college.
Oh, yeah, Raheem's there for a third year.
Have fun with that, bud.
Our friend Dennis, he messaged me. He's like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with Raheem? Why is he going through a third year in community college?
Stupid man. Stupid boy.
Really, I don't know why. He didn't skip a semester, did he?
No.
Like, community college is 2 years.
It could be four.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You didn't know that? It depends on what you're going for.
What is he even going for?
Something biology. I forgot what it is.
Yeah, I can see him doing something biology crap.
Yeah, he's really into that, which, you know, it's not bad.
He was really into dinosaurs in middle school. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I think that's embarrassing. I won't say it, Raheem. But he did this thing every time during lunch and gave it to the teacher, which was kind of jester, but right now if I said it, it would probably be embarrassing. But he had an obsession with dinosaurs, which I'm not against because they're awesome.
What, was he making dinosaur penises? No, I'm kidding. Giving them to the teachers. Hey, teach, look what I made.
Life-size T-Rex.
A life-size T-Rex.
It took 10 years of my life and lunches to make.
Yeah.
So. That's a very, I mean, that's very weird to ask, but how big is a T-Rex?
Let's not talk about that. We'll talk about that some other time. So I mean, that's pretty much what we gotta say.
So what have you been doing for the past few days?
What do you mean?
Past few days? Since our last podcast.
Working, and I did a live stream recently on YouTube.
Yeah, I was surprised because.
Yeah, I mean, we need.
He still hasn't uploaded that Fortnite or the F2EX games.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that anymore.
You have to. You are what you have to. Also, I said I would edit it, but then he said he would. I'm like, okay. And it's on him.
Yeah.
Part two is on. Also, he made it two parts. He could have made it to one.
I could have, but then it would have been stupidly long. I should have just done that, just so it would have been less work for me. I don't care.
You still have to do it, though.
I will. I'll get around to it.
2-3 months?
It's been like 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, so... And I have no videos except for the video podcast, which is going up today. So,
So yeah, if you're listening again on Anchor or Break or whatever the other ones are called.
Spotify.
If you're listening to that, make sure to, you know, check us out on YouTube, Friends with Entertainment.
No, .com. Just YouTube Friends.
Yep, YouTube.com, Friends with Entertainment. And you'll find us there. And also, I kind of wanted to try something. I want to see if people are actually listening to this on any of the other platforms. I want to see if you guys can not follow us, but like at least message us. Or not message us, but like...
You would have to download all of them because there's like 7 right now.
No. I was going to say message us like a...
Oh, if you could do like a Twitter thing, you could say I listen to it on.
Yeah, like do.
He is at.
You can either at me or you can hashtag. Let's do a hashtag. Hashtag listen.
Just put hashtag F2E podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what you were doing.
I was going to say Stirring Me podcast, but I feel like that's a lot of work for people to type in.
Yeah, especially dots and everything.
Yeah, with all the dots.
You do dots with hashtags.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so hashtag. What is it?
No, Sir and Me podcast. Yeah, this is not F2E podcast.
Anyway. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, okay, scratch that, guys. So, hashtag
Sir and Me podcast.
The same way, well, without the dots. Let's do without the dots because I don't
know. And eliminate the spaces.
Yeah, eliminate the spaces altogether. You know how to do hashtag.
Or at.
Or at I forgot my own handle. Or at the only Mike TV altogether. Or at
Sean Romancito, but here's how you spell it. My way of spelling Sean is S-E-A-N, and my last name is basically Roman City, but take out the Y and put in an O.
So R-O-M?
A-N-C-I-T-O.
M-A...
But yeah, I'm not saying I'm privileged, but I love how I can have my name in all social media.
Yeah, no, because your last name isn't taking it, except for your own family.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because like... You're like a not rare family, but like nothing against Lopez's, but like I knew a lot of Lopez's in middle school.
I knew a lot of Sanchez's too.
I only knew like 2 or 3.
But I mean, that's more than what you would find you.
Yeah, like
or like my name because yeah. I have.
Well, if you look up my last name, my uncle would probably call me because he was in John Wayne movies.
And wow.
But if you look up my name on Google, I come up immediately.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Just you know, hashtag. I already forgot the hashtag. What's the hashtag?
Sir and Me.
Sir and Me podcast. Just put that in. I'll look at it within by the next week when we do the next podcast. And I actually want to see if you guys listen.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
And if nobody does, then I'll be really upset.
It's Raheem or Keith.
It's just one of our friends. They're like, hey, it's me. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I don't like you. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, I'm excited for tomorrow's event.
I am too. I am going to watch it too.
Are you going to get... Well, there's a lot of things we want to get, but I'm guaranteed getting a new phone.
But like, I want to get a new phone because this iPhone, there's nothing really bad with it. It's just... It's getting like to the point where like I need a new phone.
You know what's sad? I bought a phone in March and I'm getting one in the fall.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you. Freaking phone.
It's crazy. Actually, my first... I actually had a phone... Like this isn't my first phone. This is my second phone.
Yeah.
My first phone. Hurry up. My first phone was a.
The laptop's hot.
My first phone was a flip phone. It was in middle school, and it was a surprise, a Samsung Verizon flip phone.
Flip phone.
It had two screens.
Two.
I don't see your phone having two screens.
Like this. There you go.
But yeah,
that's for the YouTubers.
You can take pictures.
For the YouTube
actually,
people watching.
Took pictures with it. Like I look at it back now, I'm like, oh, I remember. Like it was like it's kind of looking back in time, but it's like, man, I wish it was higher quality. So like actually see the details.
Yeah, I know. I get you.
I only made one phone call, and it was what's it called? Like
words? Can you speak it?
I worked after school.
Wait, what?
I stayed after school.
So you stayed after. After.
Yeah. Like,
that's like, the word.
Stay after school.
That's the word. You stayed after, yeah.
Those are two words.
That's the words. The
words. But, and I came out of the... I was at Susan B. Anthony. He was at RMA.
Romney Marsh!
And my mom wasn't there, so I used my phone for the first time calling. I'm like, Mom.
My handy dandy. flip phone.
It's like, Ma, where are you? And you know, I missed this. You can't do this now. Also,
oh yeah, when you close it.
Yeah,
I know. I love that so much
like,
too.
Now, like, if you get a random call, you can't like.
That'd be cool if you could do that. Just do that.
I feel like someone like Tech Rex would just like.
Just bends it in half.
Like it's like, guys, the new iPhone 10, you can fold it.
Just like how the iPhone 6 could bend, remember?
Hey guys, TechRex here. There's a new iPhone that is a folding iPhone.
Oh Jesus!
What the hell is that?
That always scares me. Sorry guys, my stupid laptop. Oh, I'm so glad it still records.
I will actually TechRex if some reason you're listening or watching to this.
Sure that doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. If you are listening or watching this for some reason, make that video because I know you do a lot of stuff to phones.
That would be beautiful.
Molten lava on one too.
Oh my! On a brand new phone, right?
Yeah. I heard people hated it, but I'm like, well, his channel is basically like.
Yeah, that's literally what it revolves around.
Yeah, like
breaking shit, yeah,
and he earns money to do it again.
And that's pretty interesting to watch too. You know, that's cool. It's funny.
He gets a Samsung one that actually does like full. He's like,
I heard about.
Now it's very functional as the iPhone.
Did you hear about that actually?
Yeah.
The folding.
It's stupid though. It's like it's like used as a watch. I'm like, that looks dumb, stupid.
Wait.
Like, so it uses as a watch. Like, you put your phone there, and it folds into, like, a wristband.
That's not what I was talking about.
Well, there are, back, like, in 2012 CES.
Yeah.
There, it was, like, completely paper.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, you could fold and everything, but it was attached to a giant electric box thing. Because, like, obviously, if it was like that, right? Like that already, it would be out by now. But like it was like oh, it's super thin, but then it's attached to like the whole computer system stuff. But like I was thinking, like if I had that, I would accidentally throw away. Like let me throw these receipts away. It's like, oh shoot, where's my phone? Like imagine it's like, oh, I don't have any pockets. So I'll just like fold up and put. I think that'll be cool and bad because like it would have a lot of insurance losing insurance.
Yeah, I mean the companies will be making money, but YOLO.
Yeah.
I mean who cares?
It could be like this to people in the face,
slapping you with my phone.
Yeah, that's cool though. Like it's like you want an old TV, curve it this way. You want a new TV, curve it the other way. I think that'll be awesome. Imagine a curved iPad. That would be functional though.
Yeah, it'd be weird. You put it like flat on that. You put it late like that. It would just keep rolling like that.
They do have a curved laptop, but it's like it's the Predator 9000.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a gaming computer.
That thing is a Goliath.
Yeah, I know. All right, I mean, so that's pretty much of what we've been doing. Sorry about the first half an hour. I mean, like it's good to talk about that because you know it's what's happening.
Well, it's been in my mind, and I can't really use Twitter because it's a lot of type.
Okay. Oh, okay. So okay. So
It was really in my mind. I just want like, cause it bothered me a lot.
Yeah. So general. I mean, so actually, put this in the description. If you want to skip like a sensitive, you just explain
it's
it.
It's not sensitive. It's just real world. Like
no, it's sensitive to people who lost families.
Oh yeah.
That's sensitive. Don't be a sensitive asshole. Anyways,
I need a new Kaepernick. I'm an asshole now.
You're a threat to society. Anyways, so yeah,
threat to America.
So I hope
fire him.
I'll fire you.
You know what I love?
What?
People hate him so much. He got a lot of shit for it, but he made a lot of money in the NFL, and now he's making a shit ton with Nike.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, well, he's probably not going to be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no.
He's like, he did sacrifice his like football.
His career, yeah. So, I mean, this is good for him.
But Varen's like, oh, he sacrificed his football career.
Oh, well, but anyway, so that was our podcast. Again, the first 30 minutes. You know, hopefully that was informational, or at least it was more to
educational.
It was more for you to get your like build up.
Yeah, this podcast is like really like whatever.
It's more like a stress relief, kind of, or like if we have something on our mind, it's literally what that is. It's what's on our mind.
Yeah, this time we didn't really have topics.
I know, so we kind of just went on a limb. And plus, you wanted to say something, so I said, you know what, go ahead, and then that came out, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, today I was saying, hey, yo, Mike, you want food? You're like, yes.
Yes. I always say yes to food.
And this is the first for Market Basket. They had, like, chicken teriyaki and...
I'm trying to end the podcast and you just keep talking.
Yeah, they had Chinese food. Bye.
It just ends with it. I thought I did like that. All right, so that's...
I really want to do this. Like, don't do it. They had Chinese. Bye.
Don't do that. You know what you do? As soon as it does that, it just cuts to a black screen and it's just silent. And then for like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and then we come back.
Like, we're just kidding.
I know. No, we're just kidding.
Do we explain we're using two mics?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
We finally got that.
Yeah, we got two mics. Yeah.
Well, we had two mics last podcast, but for some reason, Audacity. Well, we need like a box thing.
We did explain that, though. Yeah. We did explain all that.
So, I'm using Mike's 2010 laptop, and then you're using your
2016, 15, yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, that's... We'd use two mics now.
Yeah. And hopefully this works out fine. Hopefully this sounds good. We'll see you guys in the next podcast. Or hear you in the next podcast.
Well, wait, they're not speaking, so...
Oh, you're listening, so listen.
Also, we're not seeing them, so when you say see you guys, we don't see them. Though.
Shut up. Don't ruin it right now. Again, remember, hashtag...
Stay at Chinese Food, bye.
Remember, hashtag Sir and Me Podcast. And we'll see you guys in the next one and hear you, or you'll hear us in the next one. Shut up, Sean.
Or you'll see us in the next one, not we'll
on YouTube.
You. I'll be frying if we saw you. I'm just kidding.
And
this is not even the longest podcast we've had.
Oh, well.
We should have a 2-hour podcast.
No. No, no, no. That'd be too much. That'd be too much for effort to put up.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Oh, I have one question.
What's the one question?
Are we gonna do the Extra Life?
We should, but like later on when we actually have more people listening or watching on YouTube, and who's willing to donate stuff?
Yeah,
because if
we want to do that,
I know we really do. If we do it now, who the heck is gonna donate? We're gonna have to Keith. Keith and I did that before, and he donated $100 himself.
Yeah.
Good man.
Because it could be Keith, $100, Raheem, his paycheck.
His $20 paycheck. Yeah. We're ripping on Raheem so much today.
I love he's not even here. He's not even here. We should have a guest next time.
Who?
Keith?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's just end this here.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah, Chinese Food. Bye.
Bye. Bye.